all what went into this win?
You know, it was a tough game. You know, they went to the line a lot. It was, you know, we did a few mistakes defensively. We kept them in the game, but we made plays at the end, and you know, we were able to get this win. So it's a great win.
When it is a physical game like tonight, what's the difficulty in, you know, staying physical, but also keeping them out of, you know, off the line?
Staying on the court. You know, try to play physical, but play some cards, so you know, it's pretty hard. You don't know what to do, you know, but you got to play through it, and we did a pretty good job as a team, you know, tonight.
How was it having Derek Favors back out there on the floor?
He's been great. You know, I mean, he makes some big plays down the stretch, and it's good to see him out there.
And can you walk us through? It was so cool to see Joe Johnson get the steal and then the assist for you. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. I called his name and he passed him, so that was great. Shoot, I'm the best.
You guys shoot 60% tonight. What was the key to getting so many open looks?
Just move the ball. You know, I think you know, we didn't get as many stops as we want to back, but we did a great job moving the ball, and guys took the wide open shots and made them. You know, so it was a great offensive night for us.
Were you surprised how well Derek played after 14 games off?
Not really. You know, I've seen him off the court, like, all the way he works. And, you know, I could feel that he was going to come back and play good, and you know, he did a great job tonight.
Rudy, you don't get in foul trouble all that often. For it to, is there something about that Minnesota team in particular that makes it tough to guard defensively for you?
I mean, they got athletic guards, you know, especially Wiggins. They get to the rim a lot, but that's not how I got my fouls tonight. You know, I mean, they get called like the fucking champions, you know. So we just got to do a better job, try to, you know, focus on the game and keep playing basketball.
Gordon had 39 points tonight, which is a career high for him. How special of a season is he having? I know that we've revisited this conversation a lot, but he's having a great year.
Yeah, you know, he worked really hard this summer and came back this year. And, you know, he's getting better and better. And, he really carried us offensively tonight. You know, we're gonna need that in the future.
Speaking of the future, three games left in the regular season. What's your goal personally? What do you want to accomplish here before you close things out and head to the playoffs?
You know, just keep taking it one game at a time and hopefully get three wins. But tomorrow we go to Portland. It's going to be a tough game, and hopefully we can get the win.
Is it helpful, though, that it's three teams that are in the playoff hunt, the number one, number two seed in the West?
I mean, it's just basketball. Staging? You know, tonight Minnesota is out of the playoff, but they still play great basketball. So, you know, every game is a challenge, and we got three more.
Now you're having a lot of the bench players getting a lot of time, a lot of minutes with the injuries. Is that kind of helpful in a sense? You know, is it something to look positive at with all these injuries you guys have had to deal with down the stretch?
Yeah, it's great. You know, we got guys that can contribute. That's why we're so deep. And, you know, our guys do a great job, you know, contributing. And we're going to keep getting better and hopefully get everybody back in the team.
Thanks,
what were you impressed with most with Derek Favors being out for a little while, coming back in and having such a great impact?
I wasn't impressed. I mean, I know what Derek can do. You know, I've seen him, like I said, work since he's been out, and you know, I knew he was going to come back and be ready. And he was ready tonight.
What changed during that third quarter? Quinn calls a timeout. You guys came back out and had a terrific run.
I mean, we just talk about defense. You know, we had to do a better job defensively, and you know, make sure we communicate and stay active.
Gordon had a terrific night, obviously. What has impressed you most about the success he's having and also the way he's handled the success?
You know, I really like the fact that he's competing. You know, we all got little injuries, but he's not resting. He's trying to play every game. And you know, in this league, you got to respect that, because a lot of guys, you know, rest a lot, which is understandable, but you got to respect when somebody that played that much minutes, you know, come out every night and compete.
What are the key things this team wants to get done in these final three games to hit the ground running for the postseason?
Like I said, you know, just take it one game at a time and keep getting better. You know, try to get three wins and, you know, keep getting better.
You said you weren't surprised by Derek's success. Can you give us some examples of what he was doing behind the scenes to get ready for this?
I mean, I've seen him, you know, work on his body, work on the court, and, you know, I hope he feels good. You know, I hope we really need him for the playoff, you know, so it's great to see him back.
Have you felt, I mean, frustrated, bad for him? I mean, what have you thought about the way his season's played out?
I mean, it's always frustrating when somebody has to sit, you know, and comes back and has to sit again. But, you know, we just got to make sure he does the right thing to get back out there. And I think he does, you know, so it's great to see him back out there.
You have an extension, you're locked in. Gordon could opt out at the end of the season. Do you start to kind of lobby for him to stick around? I mean, do you do anything like that?
No, you know, I think he likes it here. You know, he wants to win. I think overall, over everything, he wants to win. And he's also a smart guy. But, you know, sometimes you got personal decisions. You know, so I'm gonna lobby my best, you know, but it's going to be his choice at the end.
That's right.